Stick around for God's Kingdom updates from Myanmar, Lebanon, and Nigeria. We'll get the scoop from China along the way. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Planned Parenthood scandal, its latest update, might not be trending in U.S. headlines anymore, but Michelle Schaun of Life Matters Worldwide says it still needs attention.
This is a social problem. It's a political problem. But we also want people to know that this is a spiritual problem.
A seventh undercover video from the Center for Medical Progress is raising new ethical and legal questions about Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. To protect little ears, we're only sharing the specifics at our website. But for now, please join Life Matters in prayer.
We hope women who've had abortions at Planned Parenthood or elsewhere will know that if they repent and turn to Christ, they can have their sins forgiven. That's definitely a message that needs to go out.
Visit us online for more, missionnews.org. There's another important story that's dropped out of most headlines, this time on the other side of the world. In Myanmar, there's water, water everywhere, yet not a drop to drink. Amy Cotton of Christian Aid Mission.
This is monsoon season, so the water, it's not going to stop flooding. It may go down some, but there's going to continually be rain.
So how bad is it? There's tens of thousands of flood survivors without clean water, and disease is now on their doorstep.
That's kind of that second wave of devastation is the disease and the illnesses that can come about as a result of the poor sanitation and not adequate resources.
Christian Aid Mission partners with local believers who are helping flood survivors, and with your help, they can put Christ's compassion on display.
It's not just a humanitarian thing. It is sharing Christ as the urgent needs are met.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Scars mean survival. They can also be a story of triumph, just like they are for Danjuma, a Nigerian kid who survived a vicious attack. The Voice of the Martyr says, when a mob of radical Muslims ravaged his village, he tried to run away, but the group caught him. He was so injured, his village was getting ready to bury him when he woke up. Although he suffered extreme scarring across his face, he's alive, and he's encouraging people to let God take control of any situation. You find the details at our website. And let's switch gears and look at what it takes to get God's Word into the right hands. Operation Mobilization just published a brand new edition of the Right Choices Bible. This kid-friendly Bible is being distributed across Albania to areas where people have no complete Bible in their own language, and it gives families a chance to study the Word and practice their knowledge through fun activities. Thousands of copies are being distributed across Eurasia, and you can help. Just check out our website to find out how. You'd think that getting thousands of Bibles into China would be a logistical nightmare. But it isn't if you buy them inside the country, and not only that, it's legal. Bibles for China is sending a team in October to make sure that rural churches are getting their own copies of God's Word. Wendell Rovenstein says one of the pastors asked if the team would stay behind and give them some discipleship training.
I was thinking of maybe 30, 50 people at the most, and this past week, I found out that they want us to provide Bibles and packets for 200 pastors and leaders that are coming together for us to train. He indicates that every time we would return, they would be able to bring that many pastors and leaders together from their area to be trained to be effective disciples within their community.
A $5 Bible can change a family for eternity. And the hope they find? Well, that is spreading like wildfire.
The need is vast. There's areas where they need 300,000 Bibles for an area where we're working. If we can provide 100,000, 150,000 of those years, we're still way behind the curve in providing the Bibles that are needed.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little bit more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for free. Go to missionnews.org. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.